This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. For every $1 Americans spend on food, just 14.3 cents go to farmers. As the first link in our food supply chain, farmers and ranchers don't get to set the price of their products and assume incredible risk with every planting and each herd of animals. Farmers take great pride in caring for their animals and spend countless hours making sure they are healthy and safe. Their livelihoods depend on it, so when it comes time to sell them, farmers and ranchers deserve a fair deal. Many farmers and ranchers can recall years when they fell short of breaking even because of low prices for their products, but they do their best to push forward, hoping the next year is better. However, after years of feeling like the market squeezes small and medium-sized farms out of operation, some cattle producers aren't optimistic the future will be better unless action is taken. Even before the pandemic, farmers and ranchers watched as the price for their cattle fell while the price of beef leaving processing facilities increased. When one of the largest beef processing facilities in the country was knocked out of commission by a fire, cattle prices cratered while wholesale beef prices went up 12% in 7 days. During the pandemic, the same trends were amplified and the effect was more widespread. Wholesale beef prices went up 25% in just 7 days while the price paid to farmers dropped. There was rightfully an outcry from ranchers across the country who were frustrated with the ongoing problems in cattle marketing. In April of 2020, the American Farm Bureau formed a working group to research the causes of the volatility in the cattle markets, consider policy options to address these issues, and provide guidance to our members as they started the policymaking process. The group discussed establishing triggered-style, mandatory minimum pricing on a region-by-region basis, the need to better address risk management tools for smaller producers, helping small processing facilities play a larger role in our national food supply, and strengthening the Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration. Last month, AFBF President Zippy Duvall met with the leaders of other organizations representing cattle producers to see if they could agree on priorities to foster a more fair and transparent marketplace. The groups represented often have very different ideas about the best path forward, so he was pleased they could sit down together for the good of producers across the country. Farm Bureau is fully engaged because this is an important issue and producers deserve to have confidence they are being treated fairly in the cattle marketplace. They talked about some key issues, such as the consolidation of the meat processing industry, the lack of price transparency and discovery, oversight, and the country's meat processing capacity. After a productive discussion, they discussed what they agree on three big items: expediting the renewal of USDA's livestock mandatory reporting and the creation of a contract library, encouraging investment in new independent local and regional processing facilities, and calling on the Department of Justice to issue an update on its investigation into livestock markets and potential manipulation. As they departed the meeting, they agreed to continue discussions. By working together, ag organizations can leverage the power of our collective voice to further elevate the issue and ensure a fair and transparent marketplace for livestock producers. At Farm Bureau, we have the pleasure of representing all types of agriculture operating on farms and ranches of all sizes. In this case, we're standing up for small and medium-sized livestock operators who might otherwise have a difficult time making their voices heard. And we're proud to do it. AFBF, in partnership with Farm Credit, is accepting online applications for the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge through August 20th. This national business competition showcases U.S. startup companies that are providing solutions to challenges faced by America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Farm Bureau will award $165,000 in startup funds provided by sponsors Farm Credit, Bayer Crop Science, Farm Bureau Bank, Farm Bureau Financial Services, FMC Corporation, and John Deere. New information from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that China isn't quite where it should be to meet its purchasing commitments for 2021 under the Phase 1 agreement established between the U.S. and China last year. Still, a big uptick in the country's purchases of U.S. farm goods is helping China gain some ground. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye said the data recently released for April 2021 shows us that while China is behind on their imports relative to the commitments that they had for 2021, purchases are really coming on strong. We're looking right now at exports over $10 billion, achieving about 25% of the goal for 2021, which is $40 billion. The American Farm Bureau Federation and 115 other organizations recently sent a letter to lawmakers opposing the collection of capital gains taxes at death and supporting the continuation of stepped-up basis. The Farm Business Estate Tax Coalition wrote, "Repealing stepped-up basis by imposing capital gains taxes when assets transfer ownership at death would force many family-owned businesses to liquidate assets or lay off employees to cover the tax burden. This new tax would be imposed on top of any existing estate tax liability, further compounding the negative impacts and creating a second tax at death." The letter was sent to Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden of Oregon and Ranking Member Mike Crapo of Idaho and House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal of Massachusetts and Ranking Member Kevin Brady of Texas. In late May, Argentina's president announced a 30-day ban on beef exports as part of an attempt to control rising inflation, which is approaching 50%. In protest, the country's main farm groups said they would launch a 9-day halt in livestock trading. There are also reports of processing plants in the country shutting down in response to this decision. While the export ban could very well be counterproductive for Argentina, it is unlikely to have a negative impact on U.S. producers and may even lead to increased U.S. beef exports. There are many tools, supplies, and personality traits common to farmers and ranchers. Tractors and other equipment, feed bunks and hay rings, a strong work ethic, and a love of the land, just to name a few. But for many farmers and ranchers, there is another essential piece of the day-to-day farm work puzzle, a four-legged farmhand. That's why AFBF is proud to partner with Nestle Purina Pet Care to present the Farm Dog of the Year contest. The grand prize winner, Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year, will win a year's worth of Purina dog food and $5,000 in prize money. Up to four regional runners-up will each win $1,000 in prize money. Nominations will be accepted through July 2nd. Visit www.fb.org/land/FDOTY for eligibility guidelines and submission requirements. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.